Yahoo Week here on WEOL. Brought to you by Bogner Family Funeral Home and Cremation Service in North Ridgeville, the depot at Union Station, 301 in LaGrange, the Elyria Schools, ensuring each child reaches his or her full potential, Bootleggers Bar and Grill on Royalton Road next to Mallard Creek and Columbia Station, Stewart Appliance, 468 Cleveland Street in Elyria, Maple City Ice, distributor Budweiser, the Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner, your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads, Smitty's on East Bridge Street across from the Elyria Post Office, Our Lady of the Wayside, donate your ride to Our Lady of the Wayside, and by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorraine. All those fine sponsors come on aboard, because it's time to talk Indians baseball. Okay, let's head out to Goodyear, Arizona all week long. He's going to be joining us. Tim Alcorn's out there. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig. Great to be back here in Goodyear, Arizona. Boy, it's hard to believe. Year number 8 in Goodyear. It seems like yesterday we were out here for the very first spring training in Goodyear, but this is year number 8. Year number 10 for me as far as Wahoo Week coverage is concerned. And as always, just a huge thank you to everybody with the Indians organization that puts this together. Curtis Danberg, Jim Rosenhaus, Bart Swain, Bobby DiBiasio, the list goes on. They are so cooperative. And obviously, it's a huge week for us here on WEOL. Proud to be a member of the Indians Radio Network. So here we go this morning through Friday. Looking forward to talking a lot of Indians baseball. And boy, to say expectations and hopes are high would be a minor understatement. This team got to Game 7, 10th inning of the World Series, only to come up a little bit shy. I guess I don't need to repeat that, but certainly you bring pretty much everybody back from that ball club. You add in the likes of Edwin Encarnacion. You sign a guy like Boone Logan. Michael Brantley hopefully will be healthy. This has the makings of a very special season down at Progressive Field.
Of course, this weekend, Indians are already opening up spring training. Reds, Cubs, can't ask for much more to start off a spring training with that. Of course, they got yesterday, 1-1 tie? Is that how things ended?
Yeah, over at Chicago's facility. I guess they had a massive crowd for that game. Obviously, a rematch of the World Series, and Chicago being as popular as they are here in Goodyear. So it was a great atmosphere. I didn't have an opportunity to go over to that ball game, but from everybody that I talked to, it was just a great atmosphere for spring training baseball. And really here in Goodyear, I know throughout the week we'll talk to folks involved with the operations here at Goodyear Ballpark. There's a lot of anticipation. There's a lot of excitement. Ticket sales, obviously, back in Cleveland are brisk. They've already surpassed the 1 million ticket sold mark. They didn't even do that until Memorial Day last year. But here in Goodyear, tickets are very, very brisk as well, ticket sales. So there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of enthusiasm.
And, yeah, let's get going with some folks this morning, Tim.
Well, here we go. Guest number one of what will be a multitude of guests this week on AM 930 WEOL as we talk Indians baseball. And the very first guy out of the chute is tri-pitching coach Mickey Callaway as he joins me here at the table as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Mickey, great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Boy, here we go. The 2017 season gets underway, and certainly the expectations and the hopes are so high. How much do you feed off last year? Does last year fuel you, or is it a situation where you say, hey, we got as far as we got, but you got to wipe the slate clean, or is it a combination of both?
You know, I think it's both. Obviously, you get the confidence from your experience of last year, but you really have to wipe the slate clean and come into spring training and focus on the things that we've always focused on, which are the small things, playing the game the right way. And if you do that, we have enough talent, and we guys work hard enough for us to succeed. So, you know, that's kind of the approach we're taking as spring training starts, and it's been a fun ride so far.
Are you the luckiest pitching coach in baseball? Kluber, Carrasco, Salazar, Allen, Miller? Or is it a situation where you go, boy, I better not mess this up?
No, I'm very fortunate. You know, and I think it's because our guys are so, you know, they're so thoughtful in everything they do. They come to the park every day with a purpose. They want to win. They want to work. And that's just a good atmosphere to be around. And you know, first and foremost, we have fun. You know, the guys come here, they know it's a game, they know it's their job, and we have a really good time doing what we do.
I rattled off some names that are certainly familiar to Indians fans. I want to ask you about a newcomer. Everybody heard about the Edwin Encarnacion signing, and that grabbed so many headlines. Boone Logan is a guy that's going to be a huge addition to this staff. Tell the WEOL listeners about him.
He really is. You know what? He's super effective against lefties, and that's somebody we've been looking for in the past. I know after games a lot, Tito will sit down and go, you know, man, if we only had a lefty tonight, you know, we could have saved, you know, Brian Shaw's arm a little bit or Cody Allen's arm. And now that we have Andrew Miller in the fold, we don't want to have to push him into the fifth or sixth inning to come and get some lefties out. So having Boone Logan is going to be a huge addition to our team. He's a really good pitcher. He's been doing it for a long time, and he looks great so far.
Again, we're talking with Indians pitching coach Mickey Callaway as he joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Mickey, I know Carlos Carrasco gets the start today. Certainly the injury towards the end of the last year frustrated him, frustrated you. The health of the Indians staff overall, how's he looking, and is everybody pretty much where you want them to be coming into spring training?
They really are. You know, everybody's healthy. There's really no hangover from the postseason. Kluber and Tomlin look great and are itching to get in the game and pitch, but we have a plan for them. But Salazar and Carrasco, we're going to really, you know, lean on them in spring training and make sure they get enough innings to where they feel super prepared going into the season to go out there and give us our best, give them their best every day. So, you know, it's going to be a fun for spring training for them. We're going to get them out to about 30 innings and let them go out there and compete.
Before I throw it back to the studio and let the guys back in WEOL get a question in, one more thing about last year. I don't know if it revolutionized baseball, the way the bullpen was used in that stretch run and into the postseason, but just talk about that, the thought process that went into it, how you interacted with Tito to say, you know, here's what these guys will be comfortable with, here's how it can work. Now, I know you can't do that over 162 games, but it was amazing to watch.
You know what it really was? We had guys you could go to and, you know, cover four or five innings for you out of the bullpen. And when you can do that, it takes the pressure off the starter, and he can just relax and go inning by inning and make, and he doesn't have to worry about pitching into the seventh for the team to, you know, actually have a chance to win. So having that luxury was really nice, you know, and Tito is probably the best guy I've ever been around as far as just utilizing the bullpen and communicating with the guys to make sure they're ready to go every day. And our guys are very special.
And I'm sure you had to get buy-in from the guys on the staff. It wasn't like you and Tito could just put this plan together and say, okay, here's what we're doing, whether you like it or not. I mean, you had to get buy-in.
You really do. You know, I think all of us believe here at the Indians that you have to have buy-in from the players and feedback from the players. You know, they know themselves. They know what mechanics are going to make them the best. You know, you can have all the analytics in the world, but if you're not communicating with your players, you know, it's not going to be worth anything. So, you know, I think that's an unbelievable approach that Tito brought here, you know, to our culture, and the guys love him.
Guys, anything for Mickey before we let him scoot?
Mickey, do you have to work with the guys any differently because they pitched so deep into the postseason last season?
So we've set some different schedules for those guys that, you know, threw very deep into the postseason and threw a lot of innings during the postseason. So, you know, you're not going to see Corey Kluber in spring training till the 6th and Josh Tomlin till like the 9th. So, you know, we've kind of delayed their schedules a little bit. Cody Allen and Brian Shaw are also delayed. Andrew Miller's actually going to pitch in the WBC. So we got him going out of the gate to make sure he's ready for that. So he's really excited to pitch for his country in that. But we've went back and forth this winter, came up with a plan with the players that we think is going to best get them ready for the season, and we're ready to watch them implement that plan.
There you go. I know you got some other folks to talk to. Appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Mickey. Mickey Callaway, Indians pitching coach, as he joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. All right, guys, that's guest number one of what I said is going to be a whole slew of guests between now and Friday. So glad to bring it to you right here from Goodyear as part of our Wahoo Week coverage on WEOL.